the new year will bring the opening of another medical campus, this one in Northwest Arkansas. This weekend, Children's Northwest closed its capital campaign that helped construct the region's first pediatric hospital.
We will be giving $8 million to the campaign and naming three significant areas of the hospital. It's very exciting for the family.
That's Mandy Mackey, the associate director of the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation, formally announcing the culminating contribution. The three areas she mentioned that will be named for the Walker family include the main stairwell that will be called the Pat Walker Beacon of Hope, the Willard Walker Helipad, and the Pat and Willard Walker Family Outpatient Clinics. Marcy Doderer, president and CEO of Arkansas Children's, says the Walker gift is one of many to help build the hospital.
With that, we're able to say we've had 14,000 gifts come from the people of Arkansas to help us build the physical plant, to find the people, to establish the programs that will really make a difference in the lives of children up here. So 14,000 gifts, a grand total of about $80 million have been raised over the last 2 years.
Children's Northwest will be opening in stages throughout the early part of the year. And this weekend, we were able to see some of the features of the hospital before patients and families begin arriving. Rebecca Brockman, with the Communications Department of Arkansas Children's, says the entire facility is created with keeping young patients' needs in mind. The pre-op rooms include lights overhead with purple, yellow, and green illumination.
There's a couple themes that we have at the hospital, and one is discovery and delight. And this, the beauty of this room is the family is going to be able to be with their patient right before surgery. So instead of just seeing a nurse, they're going to be able to see mom and dad before they head into surgery. There's lighting above, and so the child is distracted and not thinking about what's going to happen, and they might be in a difficult situation.
Just on the other side of that pre-op room is the actual operating room. Those five surgery rooms have the machinery we imagine would be in a modern-day operating room. There are also several screens positioned all over those rooms. In one, during the preview tour, those screens were showing high-definition images of fish.
It's to take the child's mind off what's ever happening and preparing them for surgery.
In all, Children's Northwest includes more than 233,000 square feet of hospital on more than 35 acres of donated land in Springdale. As the finishing touches are being administered, and you can still see a few post-it notes with words like clock or hand sanitizer applied to walls, Tricia Montague, the chief administrator of Arkansas Children's Northwest, says she can imagine what it will be like soon when patients are received. She says she's actually been imagining that every day for the past couple of years.
I mean, every day I have at least one conversation with a staff member that we say, we can't wait to see the kids in here. And I think we've created an environment that's all about kids and families. And, you know, we have this design theme called Discovery and Delight. And I believe it's working because as we've brought kids in here just to see the place, they have in fact discovered the things that we hoped that they would discover and have loved them. So I think it's a hospital that we were very purposeful in thinking about bringing lots of light in, not just for the healing and hopefulness that brings to patients, but also just representing Northwest Arkansas. Worked so hard to have this sort of indoor-outdoor sense from this hospital, and I think we've really captured that.
Almost every space where a patient or a patient's family might be for rest, recuperation, or check-in includes natural light and views of the surrounding landscape. Many of the patient areas actually include a view of left field of Arvest Ballpark, located just across the street from the children's campus.
I think it will be actually a happy place where people are dealing with serious things, but we're doing it with hope and joy as well.
Marcy Doderer, the CEO and president of Arkansas Children's, says there is a basic 11-county region in northern and western Arkansas where the patients at Children's Northwest will arrive from for treatment. That primary service area includes about 200,000 children.
We also hope to attract kids from across the border in Oklahoma or Missouri. Those numbers are harder for us to kind of package into a business plan, but we know there are children that we would be closer for them than traveling, say, up to Kansas City or Springfield or Tulsa or somewhere like that. So it's helpful. I think we will have a regional presence here even as we call ourselves Arkansas Children's Northwest.
Marcy Doderer says the highest level of critical care that would be necessary for a child will still be delivered in Little Rock at the beginning. She says it will be a while before Children's is able to bring that kind of tertiary care to Northwest Arkansas. And she says creating a pediatric-only hospital from literally the ground up, requires a different brand of creation.
There's this phrase in pediatric healthcare that says children are not little adults, and that's absolutely true. At every milestone of a child's life, their physical needs are different, their emotional needs, psychological needs, and the physiology is all different. So you build a space never knowing on a given day whether you will be full of teenagers or tiny infants. And so everything you do has to be created in such a way that you can, in the moment, take care of the smallest child or the robust football player who just hurt his knee.
Tricia Montague, the chief administrator for Children's Northwest, says the differences for a pediatric hospital extend to every inch of the building's design and to the more abstract philosophical concepts of medical care.
You don't just take care of a child, you take care of their whole family. Whoever comes in with them, that's who your patient is. And so you want to create a space that will delight the child, but will also bring comfort to the families. And so all of those things, I think, are they're very conscious, purposeful things that you think about when you're designing and staffing and supplying a children's hospital.
And with the entire family in mind, a large space on the fourth floor called the Family House includes laundry facilities, play areas, televisions, coffee, snacks, and more amenities for parents, relatives, and siblings needed to stay while a child is in surgery or recovers. Close by the Family House is an infusion center for children receiving chemotherapy or other cancer treatments. Arkansas Children's officials say Northwest Arkansas's continued steady growth is a major reason the hospital needed to be built. And Marcy Doderer, the CEO of Arkansas Children's, says the construction of the soon-to-be-opened Children's Northwest was done with future possible demands in mind.
The design of the facility was thoughtfully crafted such that expansion becomes pretty easy without disrupting ongoing business. So as we see the need for more inpatient beds, for example, it'll be relatively easy to build a new ambulatory space and turn our clinics, our existing clinics, into inpatient beds and that kind of thing. We'll be able to, if you look around the land, we position this building in such a way that we can add different bed towers, as you know, over the next 10, 20, 50 years and never run out of space. And the generous gift from the George and Evans families of the 38 acres that we've started with will allow us to always meet the needs of this community, regardless of how big it becomes.
This weekend, the capital campaign for the construction of the hospital ended with that $8 million gift from the Willard and Pat Walker Charitable Foundation. The two-year effort raised about $80 million. Tomorrow, pediatric subspecialists and therapists will begin seeing patients in the Pat and Willard Walker family outpatient clinics, and the hospital will continue to open in stages throughout the early part of the year. This is Ozarks at Large.